Welcome to the segment of Soul Silence and Sound. This is brought to you by Be Simply.
Stars, trees, clouds, and moon. They all have a meaning and they look just like you.
Welcome to the segment of Soul and Luna Cycles. This is the full moon. Musing, silence, and sound, part of the Soul Silence and Sound segments brought to you by Be Simply. Now, I want to share with you that this full moon is lining us up and creating a reveal, as was the new moon as we entered into the cycle of the lost moon. Now, what I found curious, this is how sound bites and mind control works, is they're calling this over the mainstream of a blue moon. Now, traditionally, a blue moon was known as the second full moon in a Gregorian calendar month, meaning that you would actually have two full moons in the month, maybe one at the very beginning, one at the end, and a 30 to 31 day count. This is possible when we look at it from that lens. And I was just double checking before I got on here because I wanted to be conscientious with my speech. And then I noticed when I checked in two locations, one location said that the third full moon within a season is the blue moon when there's four in a season. And again, this is bringing us back to Gregorian calendar and equinoxes, which again, tie you and anchor you into a Gregorian calendar, which is a banker's calendar. So from my vantage, both are problematic. And this is where we start to discover the lost moon, the 13th moon in our annual solar cycle. And it's going to become more and more obvious. I also wanted to lean into this moment with a story. Often we have forgotten that these moon cycles are really meant from an agricultural setting to be a moment, one, to commune with nature, two, to prepare yourself for the planting, the harvesting, the repose, and whatever alchemical element is really being featured. So for those of you that have been in winter in the southern hemisphere, you've been experiencing cold weather. And for those of you in the northern hemisphere, you've been experiencing heat. So we're still in that fire water element. And our brothers and sisters at the equator, you're there to rock steady. So this is also to remind us as we discover our 13th moon, is that the southern hemisphere and the northern hemisphere are best to be on their own calendar because the elements will be meeting them differently. So to have an overarching one calendar for the entire earth plane isn't really appropriate. And actually there are best to be three, because if you are in an island nation close or close to the equator on a continent, there's a very specific aspect of really walking that middle path and honoring that your seasonal window, the trajectory is less and less like a dragon ride, where that might be more felt in different regions of the earth plane, but that it's a center point and that your calendar system is really meant to honor those subtle changes within that ecosystem. Yes, there are changes, but not as extreme. And if we took human-made impacts off our seasons, if we removed human manufactured impact, you can take that however you want, on our seasons, everyone would have a much more moderate experience here on planet Earth. So the interesting thing about this is that this lost moon keeps moving forward. And I have a feeling that this is because our Earth Mother is awake. She is wide awake in accord with the stories told through Gnostic teachings. So everything I'm going to say for this little bit is really important, but I want you to receive it as an allegory, a story, as we would teach at the moons, each one, the feminine moon, the new moon, and the full moon, the yang moon. So long, long ago, there became a point in humanity's consciousness where they got lost. And at that moment, when they started to get lost, there was one very curious island girl, and she was wondering why suddenly the humans were not paying attention to the moon. And she was also noticing something very peculiar, that the moon's energy that would give information and assist the fellow humans was having a delayed, what appeared like a delay, or sometimes the information came early, sometimes after. And she was so curious as to why this was happening. So one night before the full moon rose up, she hiked up to a beautiful vista that looked out over the ocean. And on the way, she kept speaking to nature and asking for nature to reveal the truth to her, to show her why her community and Earth friends had been influenced by something that she could not see yet. And so she went up there, and along the way, she got a little thirsty, passed a stream, took a sip of water. And then as she went a little further, she noticed this beautiful tree that had some fresh food on it. It was figs, actually. They were in season and close to where she was. And so she made a request to the tree and said, "May I please have a piece of fruit?" And the tree began to shake, and one of the pieces of fruit dropped at her feet. She took that as a yes. She graciously received it and gave thanks and offered the tree some of the water she had carried on from the stream where she drank from so that she could have for later. So as she continued upon her journey and walking up to this vista, she made a conscious choice to wait to have her fig once she got to a sitting spot. So she sat down and had a few more sips of water and really deeply in her heart wanted to know why everyone was confused. They were out of harmony with the natural cycles that she had gone by. And these cycles were mirrored everywhere in nature. She could see them, and the rhythm and the patterns and the designs within nature were the guiding compass. And so as she sat there, she continued to contemplate this, and she kept drawing in the sand these spirals, knowing that we continue to go through these cycles and they don't start and finish at the same spot. It was never a complete circle. It would continue to spiral out, and at the next point, spiral out, never going too far, but continuing with that motion. So as she was drawing in the sand, as she looked out over the ocean and the valley below, she could hear the waves crashing, and she remembered her fig. And so she gently started to savor every bite of that fig. It was so sweet, so watery, and had a fragrance to it. Reminded her of the coconuts that she loves so much. And it felt like a milk, a mother's milk. And as she ate this fig, she just continued to contemplate, look inward, and listen very deeply. And then suddenly, as she was sitting there drawing, she had this sense as the winds whipped up and pulled her eyesight up to the sky. And there it was, right in front of her. there were two moons side by side. And with that moment, she kept rubbing her eyes and wondering what she was seeing. And then suddenly she heard her friend say hello. And he came and sat down next to her, and he had even more figs. He had followed her up to the ridge. He gently said, "I thought you were going to wait for me." And she said, "I forgot. I was so deep in my contemplation that I was just really focused on getting this answer." And so for a moment, she forgot about the two moons, and then they sat down and he asked what she'd been contemplating, and they offered her a fig, and they both ate another fig together. And then again, the winds whipped up and grabbed their attention and pulled their eyes up to the sky. And there they saw the two moons. She hadn't mentioned to him yet about the two moons, and they sat very silent because she wondered if he could see what she was seeing. And suddenly, he took a big breath as if he was going to have courage to say what he was seeing. And then she said, "Are you seeing what I'm seeing?" And he said, "Two moons?" And she said, "Yes, two moons." And with that, the winds settled, the waters calmed below, and their eyesight came down. And then just before they said anything else, they looked up and only one moon was visible. And in that moment, they both took in that there were two moons, yet one was being hidden by the other. And in that moment, the moons revealed themselves. And so from there forward, she started to listen deeply at each lunar cycle, welcoming the moon, the female moon, to continue to reveal itself, not only to herself, but to all of humanity. And she continues to have that prayer all these years later. And as the Earth Mother has continued to awaken, she clearly can feel the difference between the two moons. So with that, her hope is that humanity will remember where they were lost, where they were tricked, and nature can reclaim its harmony, not only with the masculine, but with the feminine. And when those tides completely shift, all of humanity will be in that remembrance and clearly be able to see that 13th moon. So I share that with you as an allegory, and I encourage you all to start to listen for the lost moon. And it's only always been there. There's two things that have always been there: that lost moon, the 13th moon, and the friend that interceded this earth plane with a secondary moon. And sometimes, similar to the untold history of humanity, sometimes these things happen. We might look at them as a violation or a manipulation, and those might be accurate terms. However, there is a metamorphosis that happens, because there's always these counterbalancing acts that occur even when we are faced with adversity and the trickster is revealed. So with this moon, I want to share, as I do always, that the full moon is when the feminine would be ovulating. She would be releasing her eggs or planting seeds for something to grow. And so whatever information that you had prior to this full moon, I want you to build upon it. The energy is really there supporting. And I would encourage you to stay away for the next couple days as much as you can from social media, news, things that draw your attention, people, places, and things that keep you away from your highest and best. Because this moon is really geared towards assisting you in dropping in, and it's the ready go moment. So you can imagine with that allegory, if you've ever been in a sport where there's a start, meaning ready, set, go, and they shoot off a gun or push a beeper or whatever it might be. This happens in track, field, it happens in swimming, all these things that have a start, and then there's a finish in horse racing, that kind of thing. So when it's time to go, it's really important. There's a nuance that occurs at the go. You can actually lose a very crucial moment if you just hold back too much and aren't willing to go as soon as you hear the starter. It's that simple. And if you watched any of the sports or you played in sports with timing is important, you know what I mean. You can actually really add a lot to your time just by holding back, pausing. And if you're a surfer or a bodyboarder or a body swimmer in the ocean, you also know that if you hold back in a given moment, that you might miss the wave. And so I share this because this is that drop-in moment, and you will have many more, because really life is about learning how to drop in, how to be present, how to be ready to go right when it's the moment to go. Years ago, I remember meeting a very mysterious cosmic being, and our souls definitely knew each other. And he had a bone to pick with me, because I wait for that go. And sometimes a person's perception can be way ahead of when the go is. And when you're moving through, especially interstellar space, that sequence is so important to hit the go at the right moment. Otherwise, you'll miss it. And the only thing you'll have to do is wait for another lunar cycle or potentially another solar cycle. And this is why it's important to be patient. Even when you hear that go, it might be, I don't know, a stress response for some. It might be like, rah, and you run too fast and then you dwindle out at the end. And so that's learning that sweet spot where you drop in and you're in that flow. So as we go into the remainder of this lunar cycle and this meditation, I want to encourage you to really listen for your lost moon. And if we remove all these subtle manipulations through the Gregorian calendar, through even the concept of a blue moon, and maybe withhold our speech and thoughts from the programming, especially when it comes in. You'll notice, especially people will say, oh, this is going to be like this. They do this in many facets of our society where they pre-program you to speak into reality, which they want to happen. So rather than being held proxy to mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual manipulation and mind control, why not listen for you? Why not learn when your go is? Why not learn when to drop in and when to paddle back out? This is that moment to sync up to your rhythm and to really find out what your capacity is, where your capacity is in this given moment. It will continue to change and shift and transform. And the most beautiful part is we have nature here to support us. Nature will guide you if you're willing to listen. And this is what was really stripped from this earth plane and cosmic interrupt, a block on the cosmic level, is because that interrupt keeps people from being in the natural rhythms, the natural regenerative process that we're in day in and day out. And when that happens, then your intuition is really silenced. And that's why our friends, our brothers and sisters from the island nations are so important, because they rock steady and almost hold that cosmic interface of intuition for above and below. And so if you're interested in balancing both your masculine, your feminine, and your First Nations, your island nations within you at your pineal gland, start listening. And bit by bit, that 13th moon will reveal itself, and there will be a reorganization in how you relate to the lunar cycle as it relates to you, not the collective, not a superimposed calendar that was put on top of humanity and consciousness, but as it relates to you, your soul, and where you are in the earth plane. All are equally relevant and unique to you. So this is an exciting moment. It's our ready-go moment within consciousness. It's our drop-in moment. And it's that moment for you to reach for the stars. So with that being said, I welcome you to come up into an upright seated position. And then exhale out. Again, inhale. And exhale. And again, inhale. And exhale. And as you continue to breathe in and out, I welcome you to follow your natural breathing pattern and bring your eyes to a focal point in front of you to assist you in quieting the mind. And then simply allow your breath to be your mantra and bring you back to center.
sing.
It is beyond form.
Look, it cannot be heard.
It is beyond sound.
Wait, it cannot be held back.
The sands are falling.
Listen, it cannot be seen.
It is beyond form.
Look, it cannot be heard.
It is beyond sound.
Wait, it cannot be held back.
The sands are falling.
Down. Cannot
sing. It is beyond form. Look, it cannot be heard. It is beyond sound. Wait, it cannot be held back. The sands are falling.
Yeah.
Yeah. sing.
It is beyond form.
Look, it cannot be heard.
It is beyond sound.
Weight cannot be held back.
The sands are falling.
And gently from there, I welcome you to gently lean back and recline or move fully into Shavasana, a prone position on your back with your palms facing upward, as we transition into receiving sound. As you settle in, just take a nice gentle breath into the heart and out. Again, inhale. And exhale. And one more inhale. And exhale. And then continue to follow your natural breathing pattern. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. José a neveai, José a
neveai,
ne a neum.
taking a soft, gentle breath up into your heart center, gently breathing in and out. Again, inhale. And exhale. Another one, inhale. And exhale. And as you continue to breathe in and out, I welcome you to follow your natural breathing pattern. Just gently rise up to a seated position. And then taking another deep breath in. And out. Again, inhale. And exhale. And as you continue to breathe in and out, taking a moment to express gratitude for all aspects of yourself. And as you express gratitude for all of you, I welcome you to take a moment and really digest everything that you've learned in this moment, everything that you received. And allow that to wash over you. Allow it just to flow into the remaining days ahead and into this lunar cycle that's flowing. And so as we all align and recalibrate, depending where we are in the world and where our soul is in its infinite evolution, I encourage each and every one of you to really practicing dropping in, no matter what the task is, what you need to do, drop in. And I encourage you all to practice the go. No matter what the situation may be, it's really important to feel that go. And when it's time to go, lean in, do it. The hesitation can cost you many things. More than you can imagine. Yet, I want to remind you that we can spin around a few more times on a lunar basis for sure, and then on an annual basis too. So I want to give thanks for each and every one of you for taking and creating the space to listen in. I also want to thank Random Rav, Dante Marino, Kadri Scott, and we're going to exit out with little Kadri Scott. And as inspired, we are moving into the age of mastery and creation. Support the arts, sciences, creation. Every facet of society is creation. Support it where you can. It is humanity that rejuvenates our earth plane. And it's your consciousness. So support one another. Make offerings here, there, everywhere. And that which you cannot use, release someone else. Until next time, this is Suzanne signing out with a full heart.